territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery Public Schools have scheduled meetings to address concerns about four schools closing and the rezoning of students. The first meeting, March 20th at Dozier Elementary. Alabama Democratic Conference head Joe Reed said in a letter that Acting Superintendent Ed Richardson wants to resegregate Montgomery schools. Reed said some concerned citizens and some MPS board members have vowed to take back the MPS, and that Richardson is pro-charter schools and is against the MPS where most of the students are black. Montgomery Crime Mapping reported a light day crime-wise in Montgomery Monday, a burglary in the 2400 block of Laura Wetumpka Road, one case of fraud on Felder Avenue, and a theft from a business in the 1000 block of West South Boulevard. And Bloomberg's is reporting Winn-Dixie's parent company Bilo is preparing to file bankruptcy as soon as next month. No word at this time from Winn-Dixie on what stores might be affected. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Right now, the Home Depot has up to 35% off appliance special buys, including the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Carpet Cleaner for just $148. It's quick clean mode with heat force shortens drying time to less than 45 minutes. Now you can get professional cleaning power for your carpets without the professional cleaning bill. Save up to 35% off appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through February 28th.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody. This is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Multiple reports now say a former Trump campaign staffer is ready to flip and testify against ex-campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Rick Gates also is expected to plead guilty to fraud charges.
Two women, one man and a six-year-old child, are in the hospital after they were shot while waiting to be seated at a Texas Roadhouse restaurant in San Antonio.
Dallas police say a Postal Service worker was found shot to death inside of a mail truck on Interstate 30.
About 100 students will be in Tallahassee to talk about gun control with state lawmakers.
The White House now says the president supports efforts to improve the nation's background check system.
The Canadian women's hockey team has advanced to the gold medal game. They will, of course, be facing the United States.
People have been killed in Mozambique's capital after heavy rains triggered the partial collapse of a three-story tall mound of garbage.
ISIS is now claiming responsibility for an attack on a church in Russia.
The worldwide consumption of traditional beer is dropping, while non-alcoholic beer is enjoying an increase.
Wicked winter storms rolling across the country.
The percentage of doctor visits for flu-like symptoms has leveled off over the last couple weeks.
A pricey Picasso painting has gone missing from a downtown Milwaukee art gallery. It's estimated to be worth some $50,000.
God bless America.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Stock market is up. That could be right. 19 points again? Nah, it was close yesterday. Down 138 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
Hello. 79, count them, 79 degrees outside. If I don't get pneumonia from this, I don't know what I'll get pneumonia from. So how are you doing today, big guy?
Good. I'm doing well. Pollen's making me sneeze a little bit, but...
You what?
The pollen is making me sneeze.
My, I have those glass top tables outside.
Yeah.
They're yellow. Mm-hmm. And it's never yellow. I mean, if it was March the 20th, I could see yellow, but it's yellow. I'm going to have to break out the hose and clean everything off and get everything right so if company comes over. Man, this is wild weather. Absolutely wild. I mean, I got up this morning. I was going like, this is bizarre type thing. 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market, plus Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That is eligible to any caller, as long as you call in and talk to me, and then ask to be put in the drawing. We got a lot going on. We got these kids from Florida going to be driving on buses up to Tallahassee to lobby legislators up there. I am the kid that is kind of the leader, the ringleader of this thing, and I could not find a cut of it. I heard it on WSFA, but I could not find a cut of it. And maybe it's up now. But he's called the NRA terrorist. Called the NRA terrorist. Now, I want to tell you something. These kids are now, the needle has moved into uninformed. And some of the stuff that they're saying is just absolutely amazing. And what someone is doing is just brainwashing them. NRA does so much good. Let me give you an example. The Texas shooter that shot up the church. The guy who shot at him to get him to go get in his car, NRA instructor.
Right.
And guess what he had on him?
An AR.
A rifle.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids don't know what the heck they're talking about. And they're trying to, I mean, they're so emotional about this, and they can't, they're just not thinking through what they're saying, and it's because they've got adults that are basically managing them. I mean, somebody had to go rent the bus, somebody had to go get this coordinated, somebody had to go to Washington, they have to go to Washington, D.C. and set up the advance for this thing. So this is very disturbing to watch this thing unfold, and the Democrats are just absolutely gleeful about it. They're taking this, they just keep pounding that member of Congress from that area. He is just all over this thing. The other Republican congressman is trying to be sensible, but anytime he's sensible, they call him names. They call Marco Rubio. They're just like, we got to get rid of Marco Rubio. Well, what in the heck do you know? We got to get rid of Scott. Well, those two, you got Scott running against Nelson, and Marco Rubio, who's a U.S. senator now, was just elected, so he's not up this time. But this has got politics written all over it, and it's absolutely nutty how they're doing this thing. Now, we're going to get deeper into this. I had some interesting conversations with some people in Washington, D.C., and there's kind of a feeling that's going on in Washington, D.C. that you're not kind of getting through the media and the news way, and okay. The news media. You got to remember that most people's viewpoint in Washington, D.C. is the same viewpoint that you see on ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN. Now, Fox does have kind of a presence that they're talking, that they are in D.C., but they're not nearly as substantial in D.C. as these other people are. They're mainly New York. They're mainly talking to people in D.C., and they miss an awful lot of stuff. But I can tell you there is a level of chatter that is happening in D.C. that I think within about 3 days you're going to start seeing come through the media wave in kind of some different ways. And some things are changing out there. Let me start out with the new charges on Gates and Company.
Well, there are new charges that have been debuted by Robert Mueller in this investigation. A set of new charges. Alex Van Der Zwan is accused of lying about talks with former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates. You'll remember that Rick Gates served as the deputy to Paul Manafort. We also should know that Gates is now going to plead guilty in the coming days to fraud-related charges. Why that matters is because if he does plead guilty, will he get a plea deal? And what will he do with that deal? And what information would he provide on Paul Manafort, who, of course, is accused of conspiring against the United States? Gates now seemingly full-on cooperation mode with Bob Mueller and his investigative team.
Okay, so the guy that he mentioned, that they didn't do a very good job of reporting this, and that was a report that only came out about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, is the guy who is being charged is actually Paul Manafort's attorney. Guess what he's being charged for? Erasing and deleting emails. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
So this is getting back to this double set of standards that we're kind of getting to. So I don't look at this as a major negative development against Trump. I think this is possibly a major negative development against Paul Manafort, who I think was kind of running his own thing off on the side. Matter of fact, I know he was. He was very involved with the Ruskies for a long, long period of time. They were one of his largest clients, so I'm told, by friends up in Washington, D.C. But then there was another development that happened that kind of just went under the radar. Let's listen to Judge Napolitano talk about this one.
We've been telling you about Mueller's indictments, the 13 Russians charged for meddling in our election, with no sign of any Trump collusion.
This, as a new judge in the case against Michael Flynn, ordered on Friday Mueller to surrender any evidence that could exonerate him. And Judge Napolitano says that may be no coincidence. He joins us right now. Why would the judge do that?
You know, I've never heard of this. So Mike Flynn pleads guilty to lying to the FBI in December. The judge before whom he pleads guilty takes himself off the case. Why? Because that judge is also on the FISA court, and he may very well have authorized the wiretap that surveilled Mike Flynn when he was talking to then Ambassador Kislyak, which is the alleged lie that he told the FBI about. Okay, so Mike Flynn pleads guilty. A new judge comes in. It's time for sentencing. Bob Mueller says, we don't want to sentence him until May. That's normal. If you have a cooperating witness, you don't want to sentence the witness until after the cooperation is finished. And then the judge, on his own, not in response to any application from General Flynn's lawyer, says, by the way, I want all exculpatory evidence that could help Flynn or hurt the government, turned over, pardon me, to Flynn's lawyers. Why would he want that after General Flynn has already pleaded guilty? That is unheard of. He must suspect a defect in the guilty plea, meaning he must have reason to believe that General Flynn pleaded guilty for some reason other than guilt. Do people plead guilty for a reason other than, fortunately, yes.
Okay, remember the Byron York article that we read to the audience last Thursday, I believe?
Yes.
Where Comey says in hearing under oath that he didn't see that there was any need for Flynn to be charged with anything. Now, remember the guy that did the interview. One of the guys is struck. And turning over evidence of this, one of the things he's talking about is what's called the 302 that we talk about. And that is an after-action report or notes that an FBI agent is taking from the interview or the post-interview meeting with a suspect.
Yes.
And then there was also, about 2 weeks ago, kind of this little thing floating around that Strzok and McCabe may have asked agents to change their notes, or they may have changed the agents' notes that would have reflected, potentially, that Flynn did some damage to himself. Now, this is one of the things that's kind of being talked about in Washington, D.C., when you're hearing the hubbub, and is that, did Mueller kind of depend on the wrong people to get information from that was doing the investigation that actually were tainted in some way? McCabe possibly being one, Strzok possibly being another. And so, therefore, this has the ability, if it is a 302, or if somebody's going to come out and say something different than what the ruling was on here, that could kind of blow this whole thing to pieces on Flynn. Also, it's going to make Mueller look really bad, but the people who, if anybody did any tampering, those people could be in some deep, deep doo-doo in using the George Herbert Walker Bush concept. We'll be back with more right after this.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365 horsepower Stinger sedan, arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with a third row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Tell us what's going on in February.
Come downtown to the multiplex behind Crampton Bowl on February 23rd to 25th and see us at the Greater Montgomery Home Expo.
Is that the expo for people who are building a new home or planning on doing some remodeling?
Yes, and we will have our staff there live in person to answer any heating, AC, plumbing, and electrical questions you may have and show off our newest products.
What about Captain United?
And of course, Captain United will be around taking pictures with all the kids and giving stuff away.
Go downtown February 23rd to 25th for Captain United. Meet the United staff and see all the latest technology. Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Big Bird. Big Bird, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you today?
I am very good, my friend. And you?
Hey, I'm feeling more and more like an old coal miner every day. every day above ground is a good one.
It's a good day. There you go.
Oh, now, I wanted to tell you, what's his name? Napolitano was talking about this thing with the judge and Comey's sentencing and the judge that was recused. I think the judge's name is
Emmett
Contreras or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that one. I thought you were talking about the one that asked for the information.
I think you're going to find that if you dig deeper in this, he not only absolutely is on the FISA court.
Yeah, he is on the FISA court. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but he also is the guy who signed off the 104-page FISA warrants all four times. There were four on the 104. He's the guy that signed the stuff with the Steele dossier and Rosenstein and those guys. He's the FISA court judge who signed off on those warrants all four times.
Now, that'd be unusual for it to be the same judge four times, but it's not that it's
well,
not
he,
possible.
He was, it was there on what I read. I don't know how accurate that is, but I believe it to be.
Yeah, well, they could have gone judge shopping.
Yeah, and the thing is also is that if he's the guy that signed those warrants all four times, he had to be complicit with Rosenstein and them. And that whole thing needs to come out because that, if you look at this stuff now that what's his name, Mueller's coming out with his 13 indictments going back to 2012 and 2014, that whole thing is going to circle back around and that dragon is going to come land in the backyard of the Clintons and the Obamas and it's going to bite them. And if they find out that this warrants were signed off the way that I believe they were, then you have severe complicity, and they definitely have weaponized this system against Trump, and this whole thing would collapse around that if that came out to be true.
Well, here are a couple of interesting points. They've seen the FISA warrant number one. Troy Gowdy and company have seen that, and Troy Gowdy is convinced that the Steele dossier took the majority of the information. There was one article that was a referral that actually came from the Steele dossier, and then there were some notes of interest from different people, as he stated it. But those were all government officials, Sally Yates right. and people like that. So it is, if they get to look at the FISA document and this gets out big time, then I think that's going to be one of the big cards this thing's going to go tumbling on. And I'd hate to see a U.S. federal judge that was corrupt go away.
Well, I would love to see a corrupt judge go away at any level, and I think this guy is one of the most corrupt. And he, by the way, if you read his history, this Contreras guy, he is an Obama appointee and was mm-hmm. appointed just a few months before he went on the FISA court.
Oh, really?
He's an Obama appointee. Yes, sir, he is.
Okay, I knew he was an Obama appointee. I did not know the part about was appointed a few months before he went to the FISA court.
Yeah. Well, the appointment to the FISA court was just a few months before this thing went through. So I'm not sure what the coincidence of that
is. Yeah, and this is also the judge that they got, the additional judges in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. that right. That Reid got passed through on a 51 vote. Deal mm-hmm. without cloture, right. And this guy was part of that.
Yeah. So I just, you know, this whole thing is extremely more and more suspicious, and we need to see that all four. There was the original FISA warrant, but then there was the three renewals.
Right.
And the three renewals, one of the latter renewals, what I saw was a supposedly declassified copy of the document, and I don't know how accurate it would
be. Yeah, I'm not sure if I would trust that.
I'm not so sure how much of that I count from Alex Jones and those guys. I'm not sure if I believe them or not.
If that's where it came from, this zero credibility.
It's questionable. Yeah, it's questionable. But if they really did do that, and if they really did, at one point during those renewals, they did give them through the FISA court, allegedly had a carte blanche to gather information on every man, woman, and child on the internet, cell phone, and text.
Well,
in the entire country, and then
Stop. We don't even need to go there. Unproven allegation there. But what what we do feel it happened is that they were using that to go a couple of skips, hops over to other Trump people that were associated or even talked to or breathed on Carter Page, and that's how Michael Flynn got involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that would indicate as to why the funny things are going on with the Flynn judges and all that, and the sentencing and waiting off and wanting that exculpatory evidence. So that kind of raises a lot more other questions. But anyway, I don't want to go into all this conspiracy theory stuff, but I think there's some really bad stuff going on, and it needs to come out.
You're with me. I'm with you on that one, Big Bird. You have a great day. Tea Party Becky, hang on for me. We're going to get a report about last night right after this quick break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Love don't come so easily. This doesn't have to end in tragedy. I have you and you have me. We're one and a million. Why can't you see? I'm waiting for nothing. You're leaving me hanging. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing? I treat you like a princess, but your life is just a one big mess. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing?
Yeah. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama presents Boss of the Toss, February 23rd, 6:30 p.m. at the Crampton Bowl Multiplex. Join the Cancer Wellness Foundation for an evening of food, music, and prizes. For complete information, visit cancerwellnessfoundation.org. Prove that you're the boss of the toss. Cornhole tournament and help cancer patients in and around the River Region. February 23rd, 6:30 at the Crampton Bowl Multiplex. Giving help, giving hope. Visit cancerwellnessfoundation.org.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year, with over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring? Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Survivors of last week's Florida high school massacre slated to leave shortly for the state capitol.
It's expected that more than 100 students will take part in this trip about 400 miles away. They're going to hold an anti-gun rally and also meet with state lawmakers about gun control moves. In that conservative body, there's already been hints at possible change. Some lawmakers talking about, at the very minimum, raising the age at which you can buy a rifle in Florida.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Louisville getting stripped of its 2013 men's basketball title after the NCAA panel denies the Cardinals' appeal in a sex scandal case. 123 victories taken away, and the team will have to return millions in revenue from several NCAA tournaments. And the country's oldest captive polar bear, Goldilocks, euthanized. The Philadelphia Zoo says the 37-year-old had a decline in health. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A string of record warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day. High temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s. Again, record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day. Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible. And even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Becky, Tea Party Becky. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you save me some cookies?
I did. I actually have a few left over. We had a great crowd last night, but I bought extras just in case, so we will be all set for our next meeting.
I like that. Tell me about the meeting. How big of a crowd?
Well, we had about 113 people that were in attendance, so that was great. We had 12 candidates up on the stage, and everyone got to do their four-minute platform speech. And then we took questions from the audience. Each one got two or three questions to answer. They just had about a minute to respond. But my takeaway is that I think the Attorney General's race is going to be a really exciting race to watch. I think there's some good candidates there. Alice Martin was actually the only one in attendance. But I think she won over a lot of people. She's a really strong candidate. So I'm really hoping to see all four candidates, Troy King, Tess Bedsole, Steve Marshall, who currently holds the position, and Alice Martin. I'd love to see them on a stage together. I just think that's going to be a really fun race. But
that will be the biggest race on the map.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's an exciting race. But it just felt so good to be back in the swing of things. I've had 6 months of withdrawals from Wetumpka Tea Party events, and it just feels great to be back. We will be meeting at Bethel Worship Center most of the time now, so we have a place where we can gather again, which is wonderful.
I like that. You're out of your element if you're not doing what you're doing.
I am, and I want to tell everyone, Wetumpka Tea Party, WetumpkaTeaParty.com, I just updated on our homepage, and I sent you the link to that. There's a great event at the State House tomorrow at 11. It is Citizens Lobby Day for the Second Amendment. So I'm calling all retirees, stay-at-home moms, homeschoolers, if you can go to the State House at 11 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to get to hear from legislators about these important Second Amendment bills that they are, they're putting out there. And they're going to show you how to lobby other legislators to get them on board. This is a great teaching opportunity, a great way to see the sausage being made at the State House. And, I really think it's going to be a great event. So that's at 11 o'clock in room 428 tomorrow. I will be there. Hope to see other people there. And again, I sent you that information in a text if anybody calls about it.
I just saw it. Thank you very much.
You bet.
It's going to be interesting to see how hard it's going to be to get in the State House tomorrow. But it's at 11, you said? Not 10?
It's at 11. And for those of you who carry, you can't bring your gun into the State House. You have to go through a metal detector. So leave them in the car or leave them at home. But this is going to be a really great time. A lot of great conservative leaders from around the state I know are going to be there. And so it's a great way to network with some other conservatives as well, and then really see what's happening and how, as a citizen, you can make a change and make a difference in the political process.
Becky, I appreciate you calling in, and congratulations on a great event last night.
Thank you. Thank you so much for letting us promote it on your show. It's a big help.
I heard great things about it. So,
all right.
Thanks, Becky. Tea Party Becky reporting in. Let's go to JD. JD, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing today, Dan?
Doing good.
You know, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Everybody in the Democratic Party and half the Republicans are out there playing checkers, and Donald Trump is playing chess. He is 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead of everything they think they know. It seems to me that every time they think that they're going to put him in a corner, they back themselves into one, you know, willingly on their own, but unknowingly. You know, I just think, I think he knew a lot of this stuff as the ball was getting rolling, and I think he let them, you know, kind of jump on in the water themselves. He didn't push nobody in. You know, they thought they were fixed to hit him, and boom. He has gotten everybody on every angle. I don't know your thoughts on that.
I think you're right. I think he did a little political judo on him. I think you're also right. He has some intelligence that gave him a heads up of what could be coming out.
You know, I just think these folks, you know, they would be wise just to actually start doing their job and working with him. Start doing their job for one, but working with him. He's tried to help, and they try to spin every single little thing he does. You know, they try to say, oh, there's no way Trump can win. There has to be something going on. So the first thing he does is go shake hands with Putin. They're like, oh, we need to launch an investigation. What did they find? Dirt on their cell. So then they say, oh, nobody was involved. Well, wait a minute. What was the deal? You said you had all this evidence where he colluded. Now nobody was involved. They found evidence on their cell. I'm not going to sit here and look at a blind eye. That's just a that's rocket science to figure this stuff out. It's not as complicated as they try to make it sound on TV sometimes.
They try to muddy the waters up. Here's what another thing that's really happening is the Democrats made a decision about 4 months ago to be completely invested in the try to take Trump down with disinformation, particularly the collusion concept. And they put everything on that. They have put everything on the fact that Trump was going to fail in everything that he did. The problem is, he's not. The tax package that he has, Trump now has a 51% favorable rating on that. 51%. This is the highest he's ever been. You're looking at Congress is down at 13%. These guys have stepped into the knife, and so to say, and now they cannot back out of this thing. If they could have let go of this thing 6 months ago, they can't do it now. They're completely vested in it, and if this thing comes out just half the way I think it is, people like Adam Schiff, Schumer, Pelosi and all these people are going to look like absolute idiots, not that they're not looking that way now.
Exactly. They think they're stepping into a dark hallway and that they're going to do their deeds and nobody's going to see it. Really, Trump's just built a glass house and he's going to pull the cover off of all of them, you know, one room at a time.
And
they're all getting exposed.
There you go, my friend.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You have a good one. Let me go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Hey, David.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine. How y'all today?
We're good.
Good.
I just wanted to say I hope King does get elected again. I'm going to vote for him anyway.
Troy?
And for the FBI and them, I don't trust none of them. I think they left over from the Clintons and from the Obama, and I think they're all crooks if you don't know the truth.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. La, 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 la. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
It ain't, fellas. And to the caller before this last one, if he ever, ever kind of sit back, wonder how is that man so many chess moves ahead of our own intelligence officers. And I don't think, they probably thought this would happen. But if you look back, he's made a pretty good, he made a couple of trips, or a trip to Saudi Arabia and then another little stop. But his son-in-law has been over there a couple of times, and it seems like, that he's getting, maybe using, maybe he's leaning on their intelligence a little bit to look at ours. I don't know if that is even possible, but he's just too far ahead of them to just be sitting there getting a secondhand note from somebody. He just seemed like he's way out there. But going back to what you just brought up about the Democrat Party, all this egg on their face. I mean, because it's not really like it's just one or two people. It's what's happened in 5 years when all this is over with, and it looks like the Democrat Party was undermining it. I mean, because this is going to look like it was just a carpet blank, you know, over the, it ain't going to look like it's just Nancy Pelosi when this is over with. What happens to because we need two opposite sides of the view, so what happens? I mean, everybody don't come Republican, so.
and asking that question three times. First of all, there's no way to look 5 years out. The first mile marker we're going to be looking at will be the November election of this year. And when you look at the new generic balloting question, where Republicans are now actually ahead of the Democrats, totally unheard of for a midterm election where you hold the House, the Senate, and the White House. I think that's going to be the thing that's going to basically set the tone for what 2020 will set up. Did the Democrats kind of kill themselves with this? They don't win. They can't win the House back. They lose Senate seats, and the Republican popularity is up, and the Democrats are kind of exposed out of this. And that's not going to be the full exposure. That's just going to be a partial exposure. Then you're going to start getting into, after the November election, then you're going to get into other bigger shoes. I'm going to play a piece on here that they're going to be talking about Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and people like that. I think you've got some big boys that are going to go down on this whole thing.
Yes, sir. But it's still, all right, that's pretty much, I guess we're at fullness of time, as you say, the fullness of time.
Yeah, take it. We're going to eat the elephant one bite at a time.
But earlier on the news, Barron had a clip, going back to the shooting earlier, you were talking about, he had an interesting little clip I hadn't heard of them coaching that FBI son and what to say during some of the interviews. They made it look like a live interview, but somebody was taping right beside him. And I don't know where he got it from or nothing like that. Maybe, it'll come around tomorrow. But it's interesting.
It's like what I said yesterday. Somebody is coaching these guys. I can see it from an advanced man standpoint. You look at how everything's set up. They use the same setup for all four of the networks. They basically said the same thing. They had talking points that were there. I mean, somebody is coaching them of how to deliver this message. And the fact that this guy, that the kind of the leader of this group, called the NRA terrorists, That came out of the mouth of an adult who told him to say that, who is an ultra-liberal progressive.
Yes, sir. I hope they know what they're doing to these young. All right, bro. I appreciate it. Be listening for that clip. Please.
You got it, my friend.
Thank you.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, something's going on. Starting to feel a little different.
You're out with your friends and it's feeling like old times. Standing in line.
272-9228, that's where we are.
You're driving around town, blasting your mix.
Let's pull back into this Jason Napolitano series here. Jason Napolitano is going to be... again, talking about the judge is ordering Mueller to give information on the Flynn case, anything that may help Flynn out. And this is a major, major development.
Sometimes,
what do you think
sometimes
son
they'll say, right, lay off my son, and I don't want to have to mortgage my house again to pay my legal fees. So give me something to plead guilty to so that this can be over with. Right. So now the question arises, was he guilty? Did he lie to the FBI? Did the FBI agents who interviewed him, one of whom was Peter Strzok, actually believe that he lied? Or did they say, we don't see anything wrong, but senior management said, wow, we do. We think it was a lie. We don't know the answers to that, but it may very well come out as a result of Judge Sullivan, a very courageous federal judge in D.C., ordering this information to be revealed.
So what do you think will happen?
It's hard for me to say what will happen, but yeah. if it was a faulty guilty plea, if the government accepted the guilty plea knowing he wasn't guilty, the lawyers involved have a very serious problem.
That makes sense, because we told the story last week about how James Comey told members of Congress, we believe Michael Flynn did not lie to the FBI.
Right, and then after Comey is fired, the same crew says that we think he lied.
Okay. 10 seconds, why would they indict 13 people that will never go see prison?
To smoke out any Americans that helped them. I think that a lot of Americans who don't know this are under surveillance to see what their reaction is. If it's a, whoosh, they didn't get me.
But they said Americans weren't involved.
That's
all
what
right.
They said, but that might
we'll
not
see.
Have been what they meant.
They said in this indictment that no Americans were involved. They didn't say in any future indictments. And that's what we've said. That's why they're keeping Strzok and these other people around so they can kind of monitor them where they are. They can easily get into the phone systems and things like that to hear where they are and what they're doing. There was something else that was brought up to me last night and this morning. You remember that in the Page Strzok texting back and forth, Page says, you said, let's use the other phone to talk about Hillary. The question is, what is the other phone? Whose phone was that? Was that a non-governmental phone? And if so, where is that phone? I also have a sense that we're getting close to where the Inspector General is kind of coming about. And again, I don't know something for a fact. What you do in Washington, D.C. is you look for a chatter level that's out there. And the networks are kind of avoiding and ignoring this stuff, but there is certainly a chatter level that is out there. Now, I want to go back in time to Judge Napolitano talking about five probes of Mueller and listen to the first three.
The president's legal team still not committing to having him testify to Robert Mueller, as new reports suggest the special counsel probe is larger, with no fewer than five ongoing investigations.
Bigger than we thought?
Yeah, it's bigger than we thought, and it is not winding down. It's gearing up. So we have five different investigations. One is, did the Russians actually attempt to interfere with the tallies in elections by hacking local precinct and county tabulators, the people who actually do the count?
State voter rolls?
Correct.
I thought it was proven that didn't happen.
Well, they're investigating.
Okay.
Second is, did the Russians try and affect, this is pretty obvious that they did, American public opinion by pretending to be Americans and putting incendiary things out there? That's a form of interfering with our election.
Number two
is
just
is, did the Russians hack Hillary at the request of and for the purpose of aiding and in collusion with the Trump campaign? The fourth is, this is dangerous, it's not new to the rest of us, but it may be new to the American public. Did pre-presidential Donald Trump engage in money laundering, as he was accused of doing in the now pretty much discredited Steele dossier? And the final is, did the president engage in obstruction of justice in the manner in which he fired Jim Comey?
Right.
So these are separate teams investigating separate things. There are two grand juries. They can decide which grand jury to bring witnesses before. But their major decision now is whether or not they're going to interview Donald Trump. They want to interview the president.
Sure.
He says he wants to be interviewed. We've been saying, Donald, we're blue in the face. This is just not the thing for him to do.
Now, on the first three, the server being hacked, I hope they come up with that. And I hope they find out that it's not the Russian and was given to WikiLeaks. I hope it was more of what we have thought it was, that somebody got the information off the server. There has been no definitive evidence that it was Russia that did it. There was a company that was hired that said that, but then they backed off of that. We just got the indictments from Russia of Russia doing things to try to influence public opinion. That's the part that just happened. And then the vote tally thing, there's no evidence that we've seen so far. And I think that's going to be kind of the end deal, that they're going to say, after we did all of this stuff, there have been no votes changed. There were voter rolls that were penetrated, but there were no register voter rolls that were changed. And those are different things. If you penetrate a system, that's one thing. If you go in and you change Joey Clark to Dan Clark and Dan Morris to Joey Morris, that's something different out there where you're creating confusion. So this thing is starting to kind of collapse into to place, and I know it feels slow to you guys, but when you're catching the room temperature of these folks and kind of seeing where they are, there's a definite difference that's happened to me in the last 24 hours that I think you're going to see in probably 3 to 4 days appear up on the networks and talking just the chatter. That's out there, just the chatter portion of this thing. I've got enough time for this tonight.
Yes.
Let's go to Jonathan Turley. I had this from yesterday, and he's going to be talking about the indictments.
We have been telling you about Robert Mueller's indictments against 13 Russian nationals and three corporations for meddling in our 2016 election. And our next guest points out, despite no collusion found, the investigation will continue. So which way? Here to weigh in, constitutional law professor at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley. What did we learn on Friday?
Well, the most interesting aspect came down to an adjective describing Trump officials as unwitting contacts. Both the indictment and Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein said that there was no evidence of knowing interaction between Trump officials and this rather large campaign operation or election operation by the Russians. That's pretty significant. It's been a year. There's been multiple plea agreements, multiple indictments, and there really has been no nexus drawn to the campaign.
Okay, no nexus drawn to the campaign, which is true. And this is part of what Jonathan Turley, through this whole thing, has been very, very good. Very reasonable, very down the center. So let's go to the second part of this if we can fit it in. Turley on any collusion, and, well, how about fraud also?
A lot of people said this vindicates the president because there was no collusion. Do you feel that way?
Well, I think that it does support the president, certainly. It doesn't mean that they're not going to continue to investigate collusion, obstruction, other issues. But what it does suggest is at this point, there's no strong connection that has been found. That can only be viewed as supportive of the president's case. Now, can you put a lot on that? No, the investigation is going to continue. But I think that people are engaging in willful blindness to ignore that this is a fairly significant admission.
Well, I think, you know, politics is involved. It's the town you're in right now. Okay, so put collusion aside, and of course that's why they actually started the whole investigation. Then comes up the question of obstruction of justice. But have you seen anything to indicate that there's something, there's some there?
Well, he's clearly investigating obstruction. I think that I don't see a real case for obstruction, quite frankly. I never have. I think the greatest vulnerability may be in two other areas. One is financial fraud and crimes. Mueller really ran ramped up on a team of people whose specialty is financial fraud. With billions of dollars of investments, you can really have a motivated investigator who finds stuff. Paul Manafort's a good example of how that can work. All of his charges are unrelated to the campaign. The other big area is false statements. You see that with Michael Flynn. That's one of the reasons they don't want the president to sit down with the special counsel. Any inaccurate statements can lead to a criminal charge.